Hey, gorgeous. Welcome to the Find Your Way podcast, where we answer the question, who am I, which is what way stands for. I'm your host, Lindsay Means, human design expert and guide. This podcast is about human design, healing, and inner work for soulpreneurs with client-based businesses. I'm so grateful that you're here. Now let's get started. Welcome to today's episode of the Find Your Way podcast. I'm so freaking excited because today I have my soul sister, Lindsay Smith, founder of Commonwealth Collective, on the podcast. She is an emotional manifester with a 6-3 profile. And this episode is going to be so freaking juicy. Normally, I don't have a plan when I go into interviews with people. It just organically, our conversation just flows. But today we have an agenda. Because today we are talking about your business's human design and how you can utilize this knowledge in your business. Yes, your business has its own human design. And this is going to be so fun because Lindsay has actually helped me really start cultivating this idea and how to use it in my business to help you as an entrepreneur, because you don't have to do this all alone. Your business is an entity. It's got its own spirit and it has its own human design. And when you can co-create with your business, that's when the magic happens. So without further ado, let's get into this episode. Welcome to today's episode, Lindsay. I'm so excited to have you here.
Hi, Lindsay. I'm so excited to be here.
So this interview is probably going to be the most different of them all, which is very suiting for you and I to have this conversation. This topic is really intriguing to me, and it's something that I've been experimenting with. And we had a conversation about this, and you kind of helped me with this experiment. So you're going to have to refresh my memory, because when you said, hey, we need to do a podcast episode on that, I totally forgot about that conversation, to be very honest. I was like, oh shit. Oh yeah. We did talk about that. So I think the way, and you'll have to give your rendition of it. But from what I remember, you're going through, before I get into that, let me just have you tell your story, because you have such an amazing story and it ties into what we're going to talk about.
Sure. So I am a hairstylist by trade. I went to beauty school in 2007, 2008. And through my experience working within the industry, I started out as a commission-based artist. I built a clientele in the city of Chicago, and then decided to venture out on my own and be a freelance artist and an independent artist renting a space in 2012. And in that transition, I learned a lot. I recognized the importance of community, the importance of networking, relationship building, and that really impacted my success. It impacted the trajectory of my career, the people that I was able to connect with and network with, both inside the beauty industry and outside of the industry, really helped open my eyes to new opportunities and different avenues to take my career. And so throughout 2016 and 2017, I started doing some coaching and offering like the transitional support between being a commission-based artist and stepping into being independent. And in that process of coaching one-on-one, I felt like I really realized how much value I would gain from our conversations, whoever I was coaching or mentoring. I would walk away with new ideas, new suggestions to either implement into my own business or to suggest or offer to a different coaching client. So in that process, I kept feeling like if we could all just get into one room, one space, and talk openly without any gatekeeping or any sort of competition underlining air, I felt like we could all learn so much more from each other and move forward a lot faster. So in that realization, I started working with my then client, one of my clients whose hair I would cut. She's a web developer. And I started talking through with her this idea of creating a space, a platform that would offer the networking piece, the community directory, the profile aspect, similar to like LinkedIn or Facebook, but then also provide some business resources. So downloadable contracts, stock images, virtual events, videos, educational pieces, and kind of merging the two together so that we would have like a hub as solopreneurs to be able to come together and build our businesses. And that has continued to evolve and grow and change since 2020 when we launched, and we are now officially rebranded into Commonwealth Collective. And it's been amazing experience for me to grow and change and pivot and learn and adopt. And I think that is a never-ending journey that I thoroughly enjoy.
I love that. And I love that you're like the networking queen. And networking is such a beautiful thing. It's something that I've definitely utilized as well. And we're so much stronger when we band together. And I think as a former hairstylist myself, I know that for me, my experience of the hair industry, I worked at plenty of salons and I always kind of felt like a loner. And I felt like I was one of the only ones that was focusing on entrepreneurship. And I feel like we don't get taught entrepreneurship. That's like the biggest gap in the education system. You get out on your own. This is with any sort of trade. We've had many conversations about this and you don't get taught how to get clients. Like you can be the best tradesperson ever, but if you don't have clients, it's not going to work out that well for you. And so I love that you've created this space and this community and that you focus on welcoming everyone and inclusivity. And I just think that that is so amazing. And it's been such an honor to watch you grow. So I want to bring up your first business that you haven't really talked about. Lifestyle Win. Can you please share about that?
So this is how our phone date, this is how we started talking about this needing to be a podcast episode. So in, I would say 2015, I think that was what we had marked as the date when we went back and looked at my first blog post. But in 2015, again, in this process of taking on coaching clients and starting to offer mentorship around the business skills and the networking skills that are so important in a beauty business or a barbering business, I also really started tapping into my own network. So at the time I was living in Chicago, I attended a weekly women's networking group. We met on Thursday mornings at 7:30 every morning. I was in that group for, I want to say seven years.
Wait, every morning?
Oh my goodness. Every week. I'm so sorry. Every Thursday at 7:30 every week. Which still, I mean,
that's a lot.
that's at least like, I'd say 40, 45 weeks a year that I was waking up that early. And I didn't even at the time see clients until 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So I remember thinking like, oh my God, Thursdays are the worst, but they were the best for me professionally because I tapped into all of these women with very different backgrounds, experiences, career paths, goals, dreams, ambitions. And it was just such a reminder for me that like, we are supposed to grow and learn and evolve, and it is supposed to continue on past us all of the time. So in that networking group, there was a woman who was a photographer. She's taken so many of my own photos, my own headshots for my business, my own personal photos. And her name is Angela Garbeau. Her and I connected through the networking group. She became my client behind the chair. I became her client, as I just mentioned. She was a big part of the Lakeview Neighborhood Chamber of Commerce. So she got me involved with the Chamber of Commerce. And we started doing this ongoing feature within my blog that was called Lakeview Life. And we would feature different coffee shops or restaurants or boutique shops. And like who the entrepreneur behind that business was and really how to get more aligned with supporting them locally. Lakeview is a really family focused community in the city of Chicago. And it's where I worked and lived for part of my life in Chicago. So I was already really connected to these places and it was really fun to be able to get to know the people behind these businesses. So in that connection, that started Life of Lifestyle Win. So we would do these features, we'd write these blog posts, Angela would take all the photos, and then we'd promote them throughout our social platforms and within our community. So it was just a lot of fun. It really helped me kind of step into that content creation role that is now a part of my regular life. And so it was just fun. It was a nice way to continue those connections. And then in that brand, Lifestyle Win, Style was my beauty business. So that was my business behind the chair. I offered on location services. I worked in a co-op space, a shared space with five other independent artists in Lakeview in Chicago. And so on my style portion of Lifestyle Win, you could book an appointment, see my service menu, look at my portfolio. I did a lot of contract for special events and bridal or film. So I could connect with people in that capacity there. And then Win was my entrepreneurship focus. So that's where I had my coaching offers. I would host workshops, very small. I know you and I have talked about my first meetup event was so teeny tiny. And two of the people who attended were my very close friends. So at the time, this was just the spark of an idea of creating community, creating connection between entrepreneurs within the beauty space and learning from one another. So that was my initial go at a virtual or a digital community, a digital business. And a way to kind of expand my area of focus outside of just the technical capability of providing beauty services, but also really kind of leaning into what is now, in my opinion, my strength, which is networking, as you said. So yeah, that was Lifestyle Win. Three words. Life was spelt with a Y because my name is spelt with a Y. So Lifestyle Win was born.
Oh my God. I love that. And can we just talk about how, so that was 6 years ago, whatever date that was. And I think that it's so magical to see you in your manifestor pioneering trailblazing, because I mean, 6 years ago, people weren't really bringing, at least from what I remember, like people weren't really bringing this into the industry. And that's exactly what you're designed to do as a manifestor, bring these new ideas and inspirations to earth. And that doesn't necessarily mean a completely new idea, but you're bringing the idea of networking, the idea of, as you were talking about being on the Chamber of Commerce and all this sort of entrepreneur stuff, part of me was like, ew, gross. Like I would never do that. I would never, that sounds awful. But like, you learned that so we don't have to. Like you learned things in that sort of realm that other people don't have to learn and that you're now sharing with them.
Sure. So I think, I mean, there is definitely, I mean, there's a story there because the Chamber of Commerce is amazing and it was an amazing opportunity for me to really see that. I think sometimes we have these stories around networking and like these, ew, like, oh, I would never do that, because networking can feel really like in a box, uncomfortable. Like you're going to have an elevator pitch and you have to have a sports jacket and a briefcase. And that is networking. And like, that's not it at all. And I think the Chamber of Commerce was my first connection to really understanding that networking is relationship building. So in the Chamber of Commerce, because so many people carry that story of like, people wouldn't want to get involved. People were like, nah, I remember actually the people that I worked with behind the chair, fellow stylists, that I would be like, this is such a great opportunity. You should come to this with me. You should do this with me. And they, all of them would be like, no, hard pass. No, thank you. And that was genuinely how I built a multi six figure business behind the chair, because the people within the Chamber of Commerce are so well connected that they would refer left and right. I was never without new clients, without new referrals. I always had an abundance of revenue generating business from that connection with the Chamber of Commerce. So I think that is my objective as a manifestor and as someone who really truly loves and has a passion for networking, is to remove that story and that kind of uncomfortability that can come up with words that are sometimes just unfamiliar to us as trade-based, vocationally trained entrepreneurs.
It's so powerful. It's so true. It is so true. Thank you for sharing that. Do you remember what we were, I'm sure you remember more than I do what we were talking on that, how we got on this topic?
Yeah, totally. I think, so we have in the last 4 months, we've been going through a rebrand again. So when I launched what is now Commonwealth Collective, we were branded under Independent Beauty Pros. And I launched that business April 1st, 2020. I know that date specifically because of the pandemic. And I remember just in our conversation, kind of breaking down what is now Commonwealth Collective, the reasoning behind growing out of IBP and into CWC. And in that conversation, recognizing that CWC doesn't just start April 1st, 2020. It actually started back with Lifestyle Win and with my initial kind of objective and movement towards creating some sort of digital space that gave entrepreneurs connection and community. And again, so I think it was actually 8 years ago, 2015, because we're in 2023 now. So 8 years ago with Lifestyle Win, there really was not community. There, you know, some of the big communities that we see now with like Thriver Society and Hair Love and these bigger groups, that did not exist then. I actually remember following Britt Siva really early on and being so like, oh my gosh, she's doing what I'm doing in California. This is the same idea. Like, and at the time, I think we both had like maybe under 500 followers, very small. Wow. But I remember seeing an advertisement she shared that I was like, oh my God, I want to know this person. So again, mm-hmm. I think that for me was the infancy of starting to see community happen in our beauty industry.
I love that. I love that. And so now I'm remembering. So we are talking and I got the idea because I've read this book. I forget what it's called. I'll have to put it in the show notes, but it talks about how your business is an entity, your spirit, your business has a spirit. And when I read this book, I was like, oh my God, I resonated so much with that because these ideas come to us and they're not fully ours. And I think it's Melissa Graham has some book. What is it called? Big Magic, maybe, where she's talking about ideas come to you. And if you cannot actualize them, it'll go to someone else.
Yeah.
And that's exactly when you look at the TV and you're like, oh my God, I had the idea to build that thing. And then someone did it. It's like, yeah, you had that idea, but you weren't the one to bring it to life. And our businesses come to us for a purpose. And so I had already been working on that. And this was something that we started developing in High Vibe Money Mama, a program that I'm a coach in. And I really started thinking about, okay, your business has a human design because your business has a birth date. And to the way that I'm going to be workshopping this and the way I feel into it is there, the inception point of your business is when you get the idea of like, okay, I'm going to start a business. And then the 9 months in the womb is gathering the DBA or the LLC and getting your website and getting all the things together. And the birth of your business, so this would be the date that you went public. So whether that's going public online or launching your website or whatever, when you are available for purchase, that is when your business is born. So you can use that date to generate your human design chart. Now, I started going on a tangent with you. I remember being like, oh my God, I was freaking out. And I was like, oh my God, let's figure out all of these dates. And because you were working through something, I can't remember what it was, but I was like, let's go through all these dates and see what the different versions of your business from Lifestyle Win to IBP to CWC, what are the common threads? What are the patterns? What's going on there? So I have those charts pulled up right now. And the first common thread is that every single one of your businesses had the line 4 in them, in their profile. So Lifestyle Win is a 2-4. Independent Beauty Pro and Commonwealth are both 4-6s. And so you've always been about networking, but Lifestyle Win, it was more unconscious. It was that unconscious sort of feeling. You didn't really know that was what you were getting into, but it was unconsciously building. And so then when IBP was born, that moved into the conscious forefront. And the line 4 is all about networking and community building. And one of the lines, I remember sharing this with you, I think you still have it in your bio. I was like, Lindsay, you're creating networking, like your net worth is in your network. And that's literally the line 4. And so I'm curious, whenever I was sharing all of this stuff with you, like at least this part, what was going through your mind, if you can remember?
Yeah. Excuse me. Same thing. I was so fascinated by even the concept. So I love that concept. I strongly believe that ideas are given to us. They find us. And in that opportunity, we have choice. We have free choice. So we get to decide if this opportunity or this idea is something we want to pursue, or if it's just a fun thing to think about and then it can move on to somebody else. So I've always felt that way. I also think that that's helped me a lot through my own versions of imposter syndrome that have come up in entrepreneurship, because I feel very, I embody and wholly believe that there is an abundance of ideas, just like there is an abundance of money. And so if for some reason at some stage in my life, the idea of my business no longer serves me, I feel full contentment in letting it move on to someone else and continue to grow and transpire and change and adopt to whatever their vision of that idea might look like, because I know that my next idea is readily available and ready to kind of embody into me and have me facilitate whatever that looks like. So that belief system, I remember as you were kind of talking through the idea of giving each of my businesses this personality, this understanding of like why and who and what pieces fit into my life at that season and how that's changed throughout my life. And I think that was so fascinating to me because, I mean, who I was in 2014, 2015, coming into Lifestyle Win is a completely different version of the human that I am today. I don't know that I would even recognize all of the beliefs and the patterns and the tendencies that I had at that stage in my life. So I think even in that awareness, it makes perfect sense that my business would have adopted a new personality as it's reborn into something else. I had never really given it much thought as to the connection between even Commonwealth and Independent Beauty Pros. I think I definitely, obviously there's a connection because our offerings are very, very closely similar. We've adjusted certain things, but for the most part, our foundation is the same, but our name has changed to be as inclusive as possible, not just within the beauty industry. So again, expanding into connecting with barbers and expanding into connecting with all business structures. So commission or hybrid, not just under that independent umbrella. So that's really conscious to me. I understand the connection between those two brands, but I hadn't given any thought to Lifestyle Win and Commonwealth Collective. Like those two to me felt so just different lifetimes. And so when we started bringing that together and seeing these patterns and seeing these commonalities, I mean, even from when I launched Lifestyle Win, I remember choosing to spell life, L-Y-F-E, and then breaking lifestyle into two words, life, style, and then win. My initials at the time were L-W. I was married then. And so my last name started with the letter W. And so I think, again, being able to kind of see how I have always had this three, IBP, CWC, LSW, I've had this kind of three thing for whatever reason. And then with Commonwealth Collective, it was really important to me that we split the word Commonwealth into two words, common and wealth. So, and there's a story behind that as well. But I think that was just so interesting to me at that moment, thinking through like subconsciously, my little brain knew that was important to me, this like uniqueness of names and this distinct kind of like three initials, like that there was some sort of subconscious part of me that knew where I was headed.
I freaking love that. And you just left us all hanging with why you split Commonwealth. So can you please share?
Sure, of course. So we're going to talk about this probably as we talk about the inception dates that you were giving. But when I came back from a retreat. I went to a retreat and we had been in the process of kind of brainstorming the idea of rebranding. This was in late summer of 2022 last year. So after we had held our first summit in Dallas, I was very aware of the need to rebrand. I was very aware of the word independent becoming almost more problematic than providing like clarity. It was creating a divide. And I had never intended to divide further an industry that is so divided. So that was never my intention. And it immediately fell out of alignment as soon as I recognized that awareness that I was creating a divide. So I had been feeling that since July. And then after coming back from this event, there was this realization that like what I'm offering is applicable to the beauty barber industry because of my experience as a hairstylist, my experience going through vocational trade school, stepping into entrepreneurship, and recognizing that I didn't have the fundamentals of running a business as a well-rounded entrepreneur. So that is, of course, always going to be a focus of mine personally. But what you had mentioned earlier in this recording is that really what we're offering around business education and networking is applicable to all vocational trades. My dad owned a plumbing business. My dad struggled with contracts. He struggled with finances. He struggled with marketing and advertising. He struggled with a lot of the same things that I've struggled with as a hairstylist. My partner is a woodworker. He has struggled with, you know, pricing, struggled with marketing, struggled with being able to keep organized on all the tasks, putting systems into place. Like, he has the same struggles that I have. So as I've been watching people around me who are in this vocational trade category, they need the same support. And so with the word Commonwealth, I kept coming back to sitting with, like, what are we doing? What are we trying to do with this community? Independent Beauty Pros was providing business education and resources. I still want to do that, but I want it to be for all of us. And in a coaching call with my business coach, Nick, we were walking through words that were community focused. I wanted a word that meant a collective. I wanted a word that meant a lot of people moving towards a goal. And the word Commonwealth came out. And I was like, Commonwealth, like, to me, that has a political notion. It's a group, a body of people moving towards a common goal. And it's, again, in service of benefiting all. And so the word I really loved, but I didn't love the political connection that that word can bring. And so I was like, you know, I like it, but I just, there's something missing. There's something that's not quite what I'm wanting to communicate. And then all of a sudden some sort of downloaded inspiration of splitting that word into two, because the word common, we are in a common industry. We're in a common trade of hairstyling or of plumbing or of building or whatever that looks like. We're in a common trade. And also wealth, the idea of wealth is so expansive. We really focus on wealth being separate from monetary. So yes, wealth can mean money and houses and cars, but wealth can also mean freedom. Wealth can mean creativity. Wealth can mean opportunity to explore other pursuits, other ideas that come to you. And to me, that's almost more impactful than the resource of money. Money is a tool and a resource, but wealth is an embodiment of feeling whole and complete and safe and expansive and abundant. And that to me is what is really needed in our industry. And so the idea of making wealth, whatever that means to you, common for all trade-based entrepreneurs is really important to me in our new version of who we are as a community.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Thank you for sharing that. I love that so much. And it's so interesting because I remember with my former partner, he was a woodworker, a mechanic, and he was in trying to start a business in a common trade or trades. And we had been talking about how it's necessary for personal development, because we're both on a personal development journey in those trades. And so it really is a collective idea that is bubbling up to the surface, and you have a huge part in that, which is super exciting. And I'm just so freaking grateful that you're my friend and to get to watch you do all of this. And thank you for explaining that also, because based on your human design, so for your personal human design, you have what's called the money line. And this channel is the throat center connected to the will center. And it's all about being able to help other people establish wealth and to call in money and to feel worthy enough to call in money. Now, the interesting thing is for your lifestyle win and IBP, neither of those, I guess, I don't know, whatever of your stages of your business, neither of those had the will center defined. Now, enter in Commonwealth. Commonwealth is an emotional manifesting generator with that same money line. And this is one of the things I'm pretty sure I remember talking about, because it's like, oh my God, you're giving people new ways, new ideas, new ways of being, and you're helping them feel worthy of the abundance of the wealth, not just in your bank account. And that was just so freaking cool that both of you have that aspect to your chart, which is just so awesome.
Yeah, I think that was really interesting for me in that moment, because I struggled with that concept in both of my businesses prior, in Lifestyle Win and in Independent Beauty Pros, in different ways. So in Lifestyle Win, monetarily, I was abundant. Monetarily, I had a lot of money. I was able to pay for a wedding in Chicago, and I was able to buy a house with my ex-husband and completely remodel the house. And like wealth, money in that aspect. I mean, again, we weren't excessively wealthy, but we were definitely financially secure, financially structured and stable. And we had an abundance of money. We had more than our needs on a day to day. And so at that stage in my life, that was really the first time I had experienced that security, that sense of safety within finances, because I grew up again in a blue collar household. My mom stayed home with me and my brother. We didn't have an abundance. We definitely went through our younger years having, you know, an understanding of wanting something and not being able to afford whatever that thing would be. I remember in sixth grade, my dad bought me a pair of bright orange Abercrombie parachute pants that zipped off at the calf. So they were like capri pants. I begged for those pants, and they were $100 and maybe over $100, which again, in 2002 or something like that. That was a lot of money to my family. And we were only given $100 for back to school clothes shopping. And I couldn't buy my pants and anything else. So I was just at this, you know, inner tug of war of what to do, because I wanted these pants so bad. My dad purchased them for me. And I remember, I still have those pants, they're in a bin saved, because I remember thinking at the time, for me, that was like, I got to be wealthy in my perception of wealth as a sixth grader walking into school, middle school, being, you know, in this kind of influx of transition. Like I went from elementary to middle, and now am I cool? And like all these things. And thank God I have these orange parachute pants, because without them, who would I be? And I think that was really, for me, that clarity around money buys you what your feelings are trying to connect to. So like money being a tool, again, I didn't conceptualize this in that age, but money is a tool to get you the thing that gives you the feeling that makes you have a better experience, better connection. And so that transcribed for me into my adulthood as this drive to make sure I had money. I had the resource of money. So in my teens, late teens, even when I decided to go to beauty school, I had first went to school for business and started working at an insurance agency. And I had decided I was going to be in corporate America. There was not a chance I was going to be in a trade where I might not know where my income is coming from. I wanted a salary. I wanted a set amount of time off. I wanted benefits. I wanted all the things that I didn't experience as a child. And very quickly that shifted and I went to beauty school. But then throughout my 20s, I hustled. I worked intensely hard. I traveled full time. I was a national educator for a brand. I worked full time behind the chair and made very good money in that segment of my business. And then I started coaching with Lifestyle Win and expanding into earning revenue that way. So financially on paper, very secure. However, internally, no wealth whatsoever, no self-worth, no understanding of confidence, no clarity around my belief systems, just a very lost 25, 26, 27 year old human who was looking for purpose and meaning and understanding and connection and really struggling to find it. And when my marriage ended, that kind of took me down a path of personal development, personal growth that I had not anticipated going down, but that led me to Independent Beauty Pros, which at the time of starting IBP, I had the resources for my business behind the chair to grow and expand. But when I stepped into IBP full time, I let go of that security blanket. I no longer had the money, the resources that came from doing hair behind the chair. And I was instead putting all of my investment into this idea. And throughout IBP, again, I was really struggling to generate the revenue that was needed for the business to grow. There was a missing piece and I could feel it over and over. And we would have an influx of revenue at different points that would give me the indication that I'm on the right track, but there was something off. There was something that wasn't quite clicking, and it was really challenging to generate that revenue. And sure enough, as soon as I stepped into the concept of rebranding to Commonwealth, I mean, we've tripled our sponsorships. We've just launched a cohort program that is officially sold out. We have more than the room to hold for the people that have applied. So that will officially be something that I can say I've launched and sold out. We've just had so much more opportunity as a company to gain access to the tool of money to generate revenue to continue to push this mission forward. And so that was the thing when you were explaining to me the difference between that money line, that clicked, because it was just a huge eye opener that, like, oh, that was the piece that was missing. And now with that piece, we can move forward.
I freaking love that. And see, like, it's just, this is the beautiful thing about human design is you are doing this already. Like, you were already going through all of this. And then the data, the information that I gave you was almost like, just like with a personal, your personal chart, it's that validation. It's that, like, oh, okay, this may, I'm on the right path. It gives you that sort of reassurance, whether it's not like we need it, but it's very helpful to have that awareness of, okay, this is how I can co-create. And it's also, it can be very lonely as an entrepreneur, as a solopreneur. And yes, networking is an amazing way to alleviate the loneliness. But then when you're at your house and you're making a big decision by yourself before you start having a team, when you can look at your human designs, or when you look at your business's human design, and I'm going so far as to create a whole persona for them. And like, what do they look like? What do they feel like? What do they want? And co-creating with them. And that might sound a little out there, and it is a little out there, but it feels so freaking good to know that you are not alone in your business, and your business has its own, your business can communicate with you, and you can make decisions with them. And that just feels so good.
Yeah, I really like that. And I resonate with that because, again, it's just so funny to see, in my journey with Independent Beauty Pros, I have stepped into a spiritual side of me that I didn't know existed whatsoever. So again, when we're coming back to that idea of wealth being separate from money, money being a monetary manifestation of wealth, but wealth really being kind of an inner feeling. In the 3 years that I've had, I have chills right now and I'm trying not to cry, because I feel like in the last 3 years that I've had the opportunity to explore entrepreneurship with Independent Beauty Pros, I have a lot of gratitude for the experience that I've had, because it's taught me so much about myself. It has broken down so many of my beliefs around who I am as a person, who I am in terms of being a leader, who I am around like my identity. And I've in the past always put my identity into my businesses. So I've really struggled to disconnect from who I am, Lindsay, sitting on my couch with my dog and my partner, and who I am, Lindsay, the founder and facilitator in a community, and this person who has big goals and dreams and aspirations to make a change and a difference in the industry that I have been raised in. And so I think being able to kind of detach those two, Lifestyle Win provided me with the monetary resources to get me to Independent Beauty Pros. Independent Beauty Pros, man, Lindsay, what is happening? I'm gonna cry. Independent Beauty Pros gave me the personal development tools that I needed, the keys, the pieces that I needed to put together to be able to step into Commonwealth from a place of true contentment, an understanding and a belief of abundance being a reality, not just for the people that I want to work with and for, but also for myself as Lindsay. And also through that process, doing things that are aligned with my higher purpose, my higher calling of impacting generations after me. And that was the shift that needed to happen with NIBP. I had to go down this really challenging personal development path to understand the layers of the business, the complexity of the business, especially if it is going to grow to the capacity that I see it growing. And I couldn't have done that without that stage with IBP. So I just have a ton of gratitude for the opportunity to facilitate in that business and learn so much in that business. And then to take all of that learning and put it into what is now Commonwealth and what will be Commonwealth in 5 years and in 10 years and how that will continue to evolve and change. So it's been a really cool concept to remove the identity of it being me and put it into its own category of who I'm a vessel. I'm a vessel. So what is it that you want me to facilitate, to communicate, to offer? What is it that I'm supposed to be putting out so that other people can find that value? It's not coming from just me and my thoughts and my ideas. It's coming from a higher source. So that's been a lot of It's been a lot of fun. And the things that I now think are so normal used to be so strange and weird to me. Before we hit record, we were talking about Reiki. And again, I remember the first time I had Reiki was probably around the time Lifestyle Win was around. And I was so blown away in a overwhelming way. And now being able to say like how much I love spiritual practices like Reiki, I've just grown a lot in the last few years. And it's because of the entrepreneurship journey that I've been on.
Thank you so much for sharing that, because every single entrepreneurship is the biggest personal development journey you will ever go on, whether you're conscious of it or not. And so many people are unconscious of what is necessary. Like, these businesses of ours are helping us evolve and helping us grow. And when you have something so deeply, deeply buried within your heart, like to continue going with all of the things that you've dealt with is incredible. And that's why we can keep going. That's why businesses, people who are really, their business is their heart, but then it is hard to, it's a slippery slope to get so interwound with the business. And so I love that you share that it gave you a sense of security and relief to know it's not just all on your shoulders. And I freaking love that. And I'm so incredibly proud of you. And I just love you so much. And it's been, like I've already said, it's been such a honor to watch you grow, and you've taught me so much. So thank you for that. And I would love, love, love for you to tell, how can people work with you?
For sure. We're going through almost like this word's been used a lot. I actually just saw you share on IG Live last week, this word metamorphosis, that I feel so aligned with it. And it's strange because I remember hearing it from a few different people and thinking like, what is with that word? Like, why are people using that word? And I just recently started feeling that feeling of metamorphosis. So we are going through transition from what we built as IDP into what is now CWC. And so as we're doing that, we're really looking at what's working. Like, what are the things within IDP that really worked well? And then what are the things that didn't work, that maybe were ideas that I felt a strong connection to? Actually, I'll share one of the first retreats I hosted was a digital retreat, and it was called Business on the Road. It was a digital retreat that I was hoping to host in person, but because of the pandemic, we shifted it to virtual. And it was focused around people who built businesses out of vehicles. So at the time I built a Ford Transit van out, and I was driving and traveling and connecting with people. And I hosted this because I recognized that within the pandemic, so many people were building businesses around on-location services, even within the capacity of RVs or vehicles to be able to come and offer services on site. And so at the time, I was so lit up about that idea. I was so lit up about the concept of mobile businesses. Like, yes, business on the road, we're going to host this awesome retreat. And really what I realized is that was like a niche of a niche of a niche of a niche in the tiniest little category ever. And let me tell you, it's really hard to sell tickets to a niche of a niche of a niche of a niche. So again, when it comes to being a CEO and making decisions that are in alignment for the better of the entire business, you have to kind of take your ego aside and say like, okay, I love this idea, but did anybody else love it? Is this valuable? Is this serving? Is this the capacity that I really want to show up in? And so with IBP now transitioning, we're doing the same thing. We're offering membership, we are offering events, and we're offering a cohort program. And those are our three offers. We're going to stay super hyper clear on what we do and why we do it. And I think that has been the biggest learning for me, and recognizing I'm an idea generator. You know, I'm a manifester. So like those ideas, when they come to me, I'm like, yes, we're going, let's run. Like, we're going with that idea. And so it's really hard for me to take that personal attachment off and say like, wait a second. I'm going to sit with this idea for a day or two. Let's sit on it. Let's make a decision next week. And that has been a practice that I've gotten to really play with. And so with that, with Commonwealth, our membership structure offers community and connection and business resources, including virtual education events that we host online so that people, wherever they're located, can connect and learn. All of the categories around those virtual education hours are for all entrepreneurs. So it doesn't matter what category you fall under. It doesn't matter which business structure you fall under. We talk about systems, marketing, legal, finance, all the things that come into entrepreneurship. And then within our cohort, that's a 6-month container that we just launched. This is the one I just mentioned that we've already exceeded the capacity in our applications, which is awesome. So that means that we get to do it again. That for me is a clear indication that this is working and this is the direction that we're going to continue to expand on. So within our Commonwealth cohort, we have a structured outline for each month, a topic for each month that we're talking on and to. We have a 90-minute live call where we have two guest experts, you being one of them for our first month to kind of set intention with human design for the capacity of the program. And then we have Voxer support in a one-on-one capacity or in a group capacity so that our community of 10 people, 10 entrepreneurs that are going through this can really tap into each other's networks and relationships and learn from one another. So that was, to me, what was the most important theme in this cohort is that the concept is, yes, you're going to learn about your business. Yes, you're going to learn how to implement new systems and make new, more money and generate opportunity, but you're also going to learn how to effectively network in a way that will ripple past the 6 months that you're in this space, in this container. So I'm so excited about that unfolding and continuing to develop. We launched it in beta in October and it was just an amazing experience. So our cohort, and then lastly, our events, we host virtual and in-person networking events. And I'm hoping to do another summit this year. So we'll see.
Yay. Can I just say that you put on I had the honor of being part of your first summit in Dallas last year, and you just blew my freaking mind. Like the way the attention to detail that you put, and you did it all on your own. You didn't even have anyone that was helping you. And I know next time you will have someone helping you. So it is like the amount of attention to detail that you put into everything that you do is just so magical to see. And it really shows off who you are and how much you care. So thank you for being you and for doing that. And I'll have all of the links to join the CWC community in the show notes. And what will you tell people your Instagram? I'll have that in the show notes as well.
Absolutely. Common.wealth.collective. And my personal is Lindsay M. Smith.
Lindsay with a Y, LYNZIE. You have the best freaking, I don't know if I've ever, I probably told you this, but when I was a teenager, I was like, I don't want to be a common Lindsay anymore. So I'm changing my name, the spelling, to LINDZE. And I did that for a couple years. And then I wanted to legally change it, but it was too much work. And I was like, nah, I'm over it. And then I was like,
that is amazing. I love that because Lindsay, when I was in probably first or second grade, I hated that my name was spelled with a Z because A, I could never get any personalized license plates for my bike. And that made me very angry. And B, I really hated having a weird name that people would have to spell all the time. So in first or second grade, I would spell my name LANDSEY because I was like, no, we're not fucking with that Z. I hate that Z. Now I'm so grateful that my parents gave me not just a Z, but a Y as well. So I love that.
This is just why we're freaking soul sisters. Like the amount of, you are like literally my best friend and I love you so much. And the fact that we literally basically had each other's names minus the Y is wild to me. I love that. thank you. Thank you for having this conversation with me. This was amazing. And I'm just so grateful for you. Everyone go freaking follow Lindsay. She's amazing. She will instigate the hell out of you, which is a very good thing. And I hope that you enjoyed this intimate conversation and we'll talk to you next week. I really hope that you enjoyed that episode as much as we enjoyed creating it. And before you go, I want to share two things with you. One, the cohort that Lindsay is doing with Commonwealth Collective, and two, the Biz Alchemy experience that is coming at the end of April. So first, the Commonwealth Collective. This is for you if you're a beauty pro and you want to learn how to harness the power of networking and grow your business and do it with a community of people that are going on this journey with you. Groups are so freaking amazing and it's so powerful when you're not doing this journey alone. And so within this cohort, it's 6 months and you're going to focus on networking, systems and revenue. You're going to have two guest experts each month, which I'm part of. I will be the guest expert along with Mackenzie on April 25th. And I'm really freaking excited because a lot of my friends like Jody Brown, Kelly Kane, Misty Jane, Laura Elizabeth are in the, as a guest expert, are coming in as guest experts as well. And so yeah, definitely check this out. Lindsay is freaking amazing and everything that she comes up with. She's a manifester. She's here to bring new ideas and inspiration to earth. She's here to help you look at your business through a new lens. So check out the link in the show notes. You have, at the time of the release of this episode, you have 2 days to apply. And she's also going to be doing another round of this. So definitely go get on the wait list if it's past the date, and go check her out. Go follow her because she is freaking amazing. Now, the next thing I want to talk about is Biz Alchemy. So this is going to be a 3-week intensive transformational container. And this is really for any soulpreneurs who want to learn how to get more soulmate clients in a way that feels good, to learn how to embody your human design and start using energetics in your business, and to really start doing the inner work. I've found each section will have 3 main topics, or each week will have 3 main topics. If you can't tell, 3 is the magic number for Biz Alchemy. But you'll go over 3 main things that are potentially holding you back from getting those soulmate clients, that are potentially standing in the way of living by design and really living that life of your wildest dreams. And then inner work is so important. And I've been on an inner work journey, a deep journey, for I don't know how many years it is now, but since 2017. And I found a couple of areas that really impact your business, especially the 3 wounds, the mother wound, the father wound, and the sister wound. So these are really powerful things that I have gone through, and I'm so excited to share them with you. So this is a 3-week live container, and it's going to be one of the most unique group programs you'll ever take, because I will know every single person's human design. The first round is limited to 8 people, so it's going to be super intimate. Or probably 9 people. 9 people, so that's super intimate, because remember the 3s. I gotta go with that 3 number. So 9 people. And then I'm also going to have accountability partners. So I'm essentially going to coordinate this whole thing to pair you with 2 other entrepreneurs so that you can keep each other accountable, so that you can lean on each other. And I'm going to be doing that based on your business, based on your human design, based on what you're struggling with. So we're all going to co-create together. And I'm really freaking excited about this, because it's time to change the world. It's time to start building your empire. It's time to start shining bright. It's time to start connecting with all those soulmate clients that you're here to serve. And the past 2 years plus have been rough. We've been learning and growing and evolving and expanding, and it's been difficult. If you're anything like me, I know a lot of people in my world, we've been going through it, and now is the time to start reaping the rewards of that. And it's really important to lay that foundation. So I'm really excited for Biz Alchemy. The link will be in the show notes to sign up for the wait list. And this will be something that I'll be running monthly. So if you're not one of the first 9, sign up for the wait list anyways. And I'm really freaking excited about this. So once again, hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you for listening. And I hope that you have a beautiful day, gorgeous. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Find Your Way podcast. I want to ask you a question really quick. Do you want to learn more about your human design? If you said yes, I would love to invite you to send me a screenshot of your chart on Instagram. My handle is @LindsayMeans with an underscore. And there's a link in the show notes to get your chart below if you don't have one already. If you want to learn more about my offerings and freebies, check out lindsaymeans.com. If you love this episode, share it on social media and tag me. I would love to connect with you. If you like this content, subscribe now so you never miss an episode. And remember, you are perfect exactly as you are. You aren't broken. You don't need to be fixed. It's only a matter of remembering how freaking amazing you are, and human design helps us with that. See you next time.